There are 670 million people in the high mountain region, and climate change is visible through the retreat of glaciers. It has implications for the runoff of water. It has implications for hazards, so it's affecting people locally. In many regions, like in the Alps, many smaller glaciers, they are projected to lose almost all of their mass by the end of the century if greenhouse gas emissions continue.
So in the IPCC report, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change report, you talk about the possibility of the sea being ice-free only once in 100 years if the temperature increases to just 1.5 degrees above pre-industrial levels, but otherwise once every 3 years if the temperature rises 2 degrees above the pre-industrial levels. What exactly is the problem with the sea getting warmer?
What's really striking in terms of changes in the ocean is a combination of factors. So ocean warming, more intense widespread heat waves, changes in the mixing between surface and deeper water layers in a warmer ocean. It can affect the supply of oxygen and the supply of nutrients for marine life, and also by absorbing a significant fraction, 20 to 30% of our greenhouse gas emissions. Even if global warming is limited at 1.5 degrees Celsius, there already are shifts in fish population, and with a reduction already identified in the global catch potential, with further warming, there will be further decreases in fish populations, especially in the tropics, but more contrasted changes in the Arctic, because there could be more habitats available for temperate species to move to the Arctic.
And do you make any forecast as to how many of the 680 million people living in low-lying coastal zones and who depend directly on these systems are going to be affected, i.e. can they live there anymore?
So most low-lying coastal cities and small islands, they will be exposed to risks of flooding and land loss, especially without strong adaptation. So our report shows that various actions can be taken and implemented to deal with that. It includes protection, for instance, with dikes, accommodation, for instance, with flood-prone buildings or early warning systems, protection and restoration of wetlands and corals, that's called ecosystem-based adaptation, sometimes coastal advance, and for some places, if additional land is available, planned relocation. So we cannot make a simple projection of how many people will be directly affected, because it really depends on adaptation approaches to be made now. And I want to flag that people with the highest exposure and vulnerability to sea level rise, for instance, in small island developing states, they are often those with the lowest capacity to respond. So international cooperation here is also crucial.
You don't seem to be alarmed by the fact that the IPCC report suggests that sea level rise could be as much as 110 centimetres by the end of the century.
If we take action now to reduce emissions of greenhouse gases, we can still limit the rate of sea level rise to a few tens of centimeters, but it really depends on choices that can be made now. So our message is really, you know, please use our knowledge, please use this scientific information so that you're informed and you can deliberate in coastal communities and deliberate which choices you want to make, building on your knowledge, but also this scientific information so that you can avoid major risks.